Hey friend, welcome back to the show. Man, today this topic has actually been something on my heart for a little while because we don't talk about loss enough. I mean, it's something we all experience, and loss is not just subject to death either. And I'm going to talk about that today. But today's episode, and I want you to just hang with me to be encouraged to know that it's okay to walk through the process of losing something and someone. And we all experience this. So today is really just, I want you to listen. I want you to be encouraged. And I want you to know that it's okay, that it's okay to grieve and experience the loss of something that was, that may never be, because those are just as important as the big things. They all matter. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Hey friend, do you feel distant from God? Are you constantly trying to understand if God is good, then why do bad things happen? Do you wish the church had more conversations around things like depression, anxiety, or grief? Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a biblical counselor, mentor, author, and speaker. I'm the big sister who's going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. How to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God and the church. So pull up a chair and join me at the table. Let's go on this journey together, friend. I recently shared in one of my teachings at my church how I had heard this phrase that the body of Christ is the only army that I know that shoots its own wounded. Have you ever heard that before? Recently, I heard it, and the women in my church had heard it before, but I had never heard it before. And as I'm taking classes and becoming this lay biblical counselor, this phrase just stopped me. The body of Christ is the only army that I know that shoots its own wounded. And to further this statement, we bury people before they are dead. So when it comes to loss and grief, we might rush to statements like, get over it. It happened. There's nothing that you can do about it now. Another phrase is, there is purpose for your pain. And this is probably everyone's favorite, which, just kidding, it's probably not, is everything happens for a reason. Now, let it be said, there are probably some truths to those statements, right? One day in the future, we're going to be able to look back and see what happened to us, maybe just a little bit differently. Maybe you will be able to look back and see God's protection. Maybe you can see something different now that you didn't see then, and how he was comforting you and heard every prayer. However, for the moment, when you feel loss and you're grieving, nothing feels right. Everything feels off. And it's rather painful and hurtful, often, at least in my experience in working with women, for someone to tell you that God has a purpose for the loss that you experienced. It just makes God look like he wants to punish us and put us through all this pain. And for me, I know that when I was walking through a really hard season, just, you know, almost 2 years ago now, it just felt like it was one thing after another. And it was the loss of friendships. It was the loss of a church family. It was loss of thought patterns and what I thought to be true. It was hard. So it wasn't a physical death. It was an emotional and it was a spiritual death to some things. And for somebody to tell me that, oh, it just happened for a reason and you just need to get over it and move on, that's tough. Because when you've invested so much of your time into something and you feel like you've given your heart and then it's no longer there, that's tough, friend. So I'm here to say that there's emotional loss, there's physical loss, there's spiritual loss. But I actually think that loss and grief are one of the least talked about topics in the body of Christ, besides maybe gluttony and taking care of our physical bodies. But I think that's another talk for another day. I think that when we think about loss and grief, and it's almost as if we should get over it because we know that God is good and just to move through it really fast. So instead of surrounding those who are hurting, we will often kind of find ways to fill their pain with our words, you know, maybe telling them those phrases, but often those words make them feel more isolated and alone than ever. I know for me, I just needed somebody to hear what I was going through. I didn't really need their opinion or their criticism in a way, even if it was constructive. I knew that it was an unhealthy situation, but that didn't matter. It still hurt to know what I was losing. But the hardest part about all of this is that all of us experience loss. Therefore, all of us grieve. And if we don't talk about our losses, then we will file them away until one day it's resurrected. And loss, it impacts us on a deep level. And when I think about the women in my spiritual health mentorship or the women that I counsel one-on-one and walk through life with, I often remind them of this process that we have to go through. So many of us right now in today's day and age, we are just overwhelmed. We are burned out. We are trying to do everything. There's so much happening. There's war and there's division and constant criticism and just feeling like we're never enough and not doing enough and not saying the right things. We're trying to live up to this expectation, all while, on the other hand, walking through things that just feel like we're losing. So when I work with the women inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship, this is one of the things that I think are important to address, is the things that we do have to let go. Because I come alongside these women and I mentor them and I counsel them and I coach them, each bringing something differently. But we grieve material losses like property damage and possessions. We grieve relationship losses like the end of a friendship or the breakup with a partner. We grieve intrapsychic losses, which is the experience of losing a life dream, a belief system, the abandonment of a significant plan, what you thought was going to happen, right? We grieve functional losses like aging and our bodies changing. So facing our losses is important for the healing process. I'll just never forget when I talked about grieving on Instagram and someone told me that grieving is only for those who have lost someone they loved. And by the way, you can find me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. But grieving is not limited to the loss of a loved one. Anything we lose unexpectedly or didn't know we would lose, we have full permission to grieve. Not properly grieving our losses can cause us to look to other things to take away the pain, like self-medicating. And God's word speaks often about the reality of grief. Let me just quote a few scriptures. Psalm 119:28. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. John 16:6. Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things. Grief is not something that is new. So when people are grieving, our bodies and our minds are affected. Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So experiencing loss is normal. And maybe you're thinking, well, then how do I walk with God through this, right? It's the fact that he's with us every step of the way. This is not a formula that I'm going to give you today in this episode, because that's not the reality. Our relationships are not formulas. They're just not. There are things that we can do to improve them. But really walking with God through loss and grief is letting him be there with you. And that might be hard because some of the things that maybe you've heard or that have been done to you have actually convinced you that God wants you to have this pain. And that is not true. It's not true. So sometimes when we're walking with God through loss and grief, it might be hard because you actually might be angry with God. You might be frustrated. And let me just say, he can take it and he can handle it. Experiencing loss is normal. So let's normalize the conversation around it. Now, here's best news, that there is hope for those who are hurting. And here's how the body of Christ and how we can do better. And extending this even to ourselves. The first thing is, when we're walking with people, and I want you to know that when you're walking with God, this is also true, is let people tell their stories without judgment, correction, or offering them advice. And even what we believe is encouragement. If we can do this with God, like, God is going to listen to your story. He knows your story. Scripture is clear about, he knows the details of our hearts. We also need to do this with other people, allowing them to tell their stories, and allow, we need to be able to tell our stories. But we do this without judgment, correction, or offering them advice. The second thing is, when people are grieving, as I just mentioned, they're often questioning God a lot. So they're going to ask questions like, God, why? Does God even care? Does he even know what I'm going through? So we need people who understand it. And we need people who understand that Jesus gets it. Jesus gets it. This isn't something new to him. He understands, but questioning can be a normal part of the grieving process. Telling someone to just trust God is not a solution. They may know that that's what they're supposed to do, but they struggle, because usually it isn't with God, but the pain of the loss that they're struggling with. But sometimes our pain, like somebody to blame, and because it's just hard for our brains to make sense of the loss that we had. Another one is, we have to get better at looking at people through Jesus's eyes and not our own, because he rewrites the stories and not us. And the last thing is that everybody grieves differently, and let that be okay. It doesn't need to look like we want it to. Some people experience something and want to express it vocally, while others may think and be more silent and not just want to talk about it yet. Some helpful phrases I think that we can do when walking with God and people and helping them even see people is saying things like, I can't imagine how difficult this is for you. I feel your pain. You know, I'm so sorry for the loss. It's really harder than most people think, isn't it? You know, it's all right to be angry with God. And this is a process, because we don't want to stay there. This is just an emotion that we're feeling because of the pain that we're experiencing. And we can say things like, I wish I had the words to say, but I don't, and that's okay. We just want people to tell their story because we want to tell our story. We want them to face the loss because we need to face the loss. I want you to think about when you're grieving and feeling loss of some kind, and the words that hurt you, and also the things that help you. Maybe writing a letter to those people, or writing a letter about those things. Sometimes we need help just saying goodbye to the people or to the thing that we lost. So again, walking with God through loss and grief, this isn't a formula. This is going to be a bumpy road. This is going to be up and down. But today I wanted to encourage you to know that you're not alone, that you don't have to do this alone. You can join us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship, especially if you're feeling just overwhelmed and like you just don't know where to go next. Join us. You have a seat at the table. But I want you to know that this is going to be a process. It's going to take time, and it's not linear. But there are things today I truly believe that you need to grieve over, that maybe you were told that you weren't allowed to grieve over because it wasn't a death of a person, and that you were just maybe supposed to get over it. And that's just not the case. I'm praying for you, and I'm rooting for you, and I'm here for you. You can find me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. You can always visit my website, jessicahoddle.com. I have books and resources. Also, the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. You can go to jessicahoddle.com/heal and join us there. All right, friend, until next time, I'll see you next week.
Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear, rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wish I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God? A place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved. A place where you feel like you didn't have to hide. Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.